We be live. Hello, everybody. We are here with Anna and Roy. Roy is another Israeli Zionist. So we're slowly completing a Zionist takeover of the Atheist Republic channel. I don't know why you guys cannot just, do you have to occupy everywhere? Like, is that what you just do? You guys are just occupiers now.
We have a Hebrew speaking majority right here on this show.
Yeah, soon it's just going to be just Zionists. I'm a Zionist, but I'm not an Israeli Zionist. But soon, it's not enough for me just to be a Zionist. You guys just have to take you just want absolutists. You want everything. By the way, Zaid isn't. Oh, go on, Ray.
No, it's going to be slowly. We're not going to take your channel just like that. We need to find excuses and reasons.
Yeah. First, it's going to be 20%, then it's going to be 50%, then it's going to be 70% of the channel, and then it's going to be a one-state solution at some point. Right. By the way, Zaid, in the live chat, I really wish, I was telling Anna, I wish Zaid was not living in Jordan, because I wish he was like, could come on our channel as well. But yeah, I'm going to do that. Amir saying finally making the live. Hi guys, everybody in the live chat. Hi everybody. Right, so let's watch this video. Roy sent me this video, so let's look at this and see what this is about. Do you want to give us some context, Roy? Where did you find this? Why did you send this to us?
I found this in the Apostate Prophet channel. This video is about the behavior that I heard about a lot. It's about the white woman. That revert to Islam, and they get a flood of messages of some are like very pure, I would love to marry you, and some are very aggressive messages from Muslims. They hate it. We're going to see how much she hates it. It's shaking up her whole belief just because of that.
Right. And Anna, I think, knows a little bit about this because she has had that experience with many Muslim men, even though she's not a revert. She's not Muslim. She has not converted to Islam. But you still get that these kind of messages, don't you, Anna?
Yeah, I kind of still. Well, right now it's much less than before. Like before, I used to speak more with people from Arab countries, and it was before the war. And usually I would get like one of two reactions. One was like, why are you killing Palestinians? Even like without knowing who am I and what am I doing? So this was the first reaction, or like just anti-Semitic comments. Or the second reaction was like, you are such an angel. Please come to, I don't know, Egypt, for example. I will make you my queen and give you the stars. So this is basically, and this was really a lot of messages. Like, it's just a flood. Even just like being white and interested in Arabic is already enough to get this kind of reaction.
Right.
It's already enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a small correction. Yes. She might not be a Muslim, but she was a Muslim, right? When you were born, you were a Muslim.
Oh, yes, right. Yes. Everyone's a Muslim when they're born. Yes, exactly, exactly.
I think that, like, they think that if I'm interested in Arabic, I might be interested in Islam. So they think, like, I'm half the way into Islam.
That's right. Yes. As soon as you know, Anna has memorized five chapters of the Quran, five surahs of the Quran by heart. And every time she recites that, you're going to get a lot of Muslims in your DMs. If you, they're very attracted to that for some reason.
That show you the power of Allah, right? What else? Exactly. What else? Show me another book that if you recite a few chapters of them, you get instant DMs. I don't think you will find one.
You get horny.
Do you want to try it again? Like, do you want to try it again on this channel?
yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, you're doing it right now.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil ألم يجعل كيدهم في تدليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول.
Wow, subhanallah, subhanallah. Amazing, sister.
Beautiful.
So, okay, yeah.
Just a second.
You also know Fataha. Okay, she's crying.
I don't even know what
she's crying.
I have the feels.
Al-Ikhlas. Al-Kawthar.
Impressive, yeah. By the way, Zaid in the live chat left a beautiful comment. I just wanted to highlight it. Zaid was like, You're not only stealing our land, you're stealing our hearts. Okay. Oh, people are impressed. Look at Anna. Look, people are impressed. I should get the other file because I have a higher quality version of this. This is low quality. Hold on. Let me see if I have. Nope, I don't. Oh, yes, I do. This is less pixel.
My last.
Oh, they say I memorized a third of the Quran, but no one gave me the pretty white woman treatment. That's great. Well, maybe because you're not a pretty white woman.
Well, it's still not finished. You know, you can change your name to Zainab and pretend to be a white woman.
Well, yeah. Well, Zainab is not a white name.
I don't know.
And oh, Mr. Garek is saying atheists study religion the best. I miss the old atheists. Old atheists? You're not an atheist anymore? Anyways. Maybe all right, let's watch this video. Yeah. Oh, go on, Ray.
No, you said what I was going to say.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's watch this video.
This will probably be my last TikTok video, at least for the foreseeable future. Today, I really need to address something that is a huge problem, not only in the revert community, but in the Muslim community online. And I do.
So revert, for people who are new here, don't know what the hell revert means. It's basically just a new convert to Islam, a new Muslim. So she's a revert. And the reason why they call themselves reverts rather than converts is because they believe that everybody is born a Muslim. And then reason why we're non-Muslims is because we were told lies by our parents, by our society, by our school. And that at first you're born a Muslim and then you become a non-Muslim. So when somebody converts to Islam, they have reverted back to Islam. So yeah, that's why they call themselves a reverse.
But that's good. I do not see enough people speaking about it. So I'm coming on here today to raise my voice about this issue. To give you some context, a few weeks ago, I started sharing online about my revert journey to Islam. And since then, between my TikTok and my Instagram, I have received thousands of DMs from men with perverted intentions. Some.
Welcome to Islam, lady.
You could argue, don't know any better. They're like what you would call like village boys, whatever, but not all of them. And I'm not here to categorize also, because I put them all in the same category in my mind, creeps. And in the
I mean, how dare you? Like, this is, what are you talking about? What are they doing wrong Islamically, right? I mean, I'm just trying to be a devil's advocate here.
I
but
want to know
what are they doing.
What's a village boy?
Oh yeah, did she call them village boys?
And I'm not talking only about village boys. What is that?
Like
village
boys. Muslims who live in rural areas and probably don't have the same amount of education.
Yeah. Okay.
She's saying probably that high upper class people, like it's not just like some random Pakistani from, you know, Durkistan or somewhere. She's talking like, oh, I'm talking about people who would, if you look at them, you will see that they seem sophisticated. They seem to be like, know how to speak to people. But when it comes to me, they are just like sending me perverted messages. But I'm going to try to defend them. What are they doing wrong? You're a Muslim woman. They're a Muslim man. they have Islamically, they have every right to approach. Like, did they touch you? What did they do? They just told you that they want it. Islamically, what are you supposed to do if you want to approach a woman and want to, you know, marry them or have them? I mean, technically, there's other ways Islamically it's approved that you wouldn't even, if you don't like this, then, I mean, this is Islamically, this is actually pretty good. And the fact that you even have a choice here and this is not being decided for you, this is pretty even above Islamic standards. So I don't know what you're complaining about. Anna, go ahead.
I don't know what kind of messages she receives, but perverted, right? I guess, well, when you say perverted, is it like pictures of organs, or is it like you are an angel, please marry me?
Yeah, like, is it perverted by Islam standard or by by
outside? Like, what I received the most, well, it was several it was maybe a year back, so it wasn't very long time ago, but was mainly things like, you are an angel, please marry me, you are such a beautiful woman, I will give everything to you, I'm rich, I'm like, things like this.
I want to say something else. I don't think that dating is I think dating is kind of frowned upon, right, on Islam. You're not supposed to date.
Yeah, dating so dating is frowned upon, but you're supposed to be able to go to a woman. I mean, if she doesn't have a Muslim father, like exactly like Seek the Truth is saying, like, how should the men do it anyways? It's not like she has a Muslim mahram dad they can ask. Like, it's not so, given that you don't have a Muslim father that they could approach, the only option for them would be to approach you. So what are they supposed to do? They're not like touching you, they're not like looking at you in the face, they're just like messaging you. I mean, I'm not approving, by the way, a lot of people might think that I'm approving this. I'm not approving what they're doing. I'm just saying, Islamically, what are they doing wrong?
Well,
right?
I mean, they probably don't say directly, I want to F you, right? They are probably not that stupid to do
this. She would say it if they were doing that. She would probably say it.
What?
Yeah. She would probably say it if they were doing that. Yeah, go on.
Like, a lot of times when Muslims approach, they do it kind of directly, but they don't speak about sexual stuff right away. So I don't really understand. Like, she calls it perverted, but if calling her, please, you are an angel, marry me, please, it's not very perverted. Like, this is the Islamic way to ask a woman.
That's Islamic way. Yeah, it is the way, exactly. Yeah, by the way, guys, make sure... I'll go on, right, and then I'll say.
I was going to ask if you saw something like this that was said by a not white, by a non-white woman. Maybe you heard. I didn't. Because I was like, maybe all revert women are getting these messages, not just white.
Well, yeah, go on, Anna.
Well, I think that white reverts are definitely getting much more attention, because like, it seems like the holy grail of Islam, making a white woman to convert to Islam. And they also have like sexual fantasies, I think, about white women. Like, a lot of them are obsessed with blue eyes and white skin and light hair. So
I think it correlates to both. But I think it correlates to, tell me if you see it too. I see a lot of new reverts that are white, that are actually talking about Islam, and they like teach about Islam, even though they're just a half a second in being Muslims. And I don't see a lot of successful channels of non-white women that are doing the same thing. So maybe there is some correlation here.
Yeah, it's a response to an inferiority complex. So a lot of Muslims see white people as superior to them because of they come from a more advanced country, they have more money, they have more technology, and Islamic countries seem to be pathetically weak and backwards, and they look at them and they look at themselves and they see themselves as inferior. So being able to dominate and have a white woman is just helps address that inferiority complex. I think it's just such a high prize getting somebody from that world, if you know. within and, your, you know, within your command. Yeah, go on, Anna.
And also, I think that a lot of Muslim men, they prefer marrying white women because it's much cheaper. I mean, when a Muslim man marries a Muslim woman, in a lot of societies, he has to pay mehri. I don't know how it's in Arabic, but I think it's mehriye in Persian, mahar, something like this, which is an amount of money, or like it, he has to have maybe a house, a nice car, and the parents of the woman are demanding all this prosperity for their girl. And here, a white revert, she doesn't has a dowry in English, yeah. So a white woman doesn't have a Muslim father or brothers who will demand this on her behalf, and maybe she doesn't know Islam well, so she won't demand it. And like Islam is giving you some rights as a woman. And because the husband will be a Muslim, a born Muslim, he can just say like, oh no, you don't know Islam well, and I'm not doing this.
All right, guys, we need to go right really quick. Say it really quickly because we need to make sure we watch the rest of this video.
But okay. So tell me if you want to talk about it later, but tell me if I'm right. I think there's a hadith about the description of the woman in heaven, maybe the 70.
Yes.
And I think they were described as very white and even transparent, right?
Transparent. So you can see that. So I think it's in the Quran. They're so transparent. No. So the ideal woman Islamically is that their skin is so transparent that you can see their bones.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, that's close. But they are white and transparent, right? They're not dark and transparent in some way.
Yes, of course. Yes.
So, yeah. So that's getting closer to the ideal.
We need to move on. Hold on. Let me just read this comment by Zayd. Zayd is saying, you guys don't understand how deep the white woman worship runs in Arab culture. Sometimes it's Arab culture being fair-skinned is synonymous for beautiful. Yeah, I mean, we had that in other cultures as well. Well, like, you know, look, just read stories like Snow White and stuff like that. Yeah. But also, guys, we need you to like the stream. Especially because we just got demonetized again. I don't know, what do you guys think we just said that was worth demonetization? Here, let me show. Look at this. This stream just got demonetized. I'm just gonna request a review. Again, when I request hard, a review.
How technically hard it would be for YouTube to say to like write a you said this and this is why we demonetized you. Or maybe just a portion of the video. Sorry.
Yeah. But oh, I don't know what just happened there. But guys, please like the stream. So because we don't just get demonetized, we also get deprioritized when you get demonetized. So if you like the stream, it will help it, you know, undo some of that deprioritization and get the video shown to more people. But also, if you want to use Super Chats to help us with the fact that this show just got demonetized, that would also be very, very helpful, right? All right, let's watch more of this video.
Category in my mind, creeps. And in the beginning, I tried to brush it off. I tried to pretend like I didn't see it, which is what my friends advised me to do. But as time went on, it is something that has made me feel physically sick. It is something that has become a deal breaker with me regarding making content online. If this is what I have to put up with in order to share my story or in order to create content, then this is not a community that I want to be part of. And I want to be very careful here because I know that I'm speaking about a community, the Muslim community, that is very vulnerable at the moment with the situation that's happening. I'm not out here to bash anyone. But the behaviors that I have seen in the past few weeks are completely indefensible.
That's bashing. I don't know. I'm not here to bash anyone. And then she proceeds to bash them. By the way, we just got some random string of characters just bought a membership for somebody. So thank you so much. Oh, bought a membership for Mr. Garak. So thank you so much for that. Guys, buying memberships for other people, becoming members yourself, and the super chats really help us not have to worry about the monetization. So thank you so much for that. Oh, you wanted to say something? Somebody.
Yeah, I think her response to all these DMs was pretty smart. I mean, this was what I did when I got such messages, because if you like pay attention and say, no, I don't, I'm not interested, then the men still continues to write. Like, a lot of them don't understand that no is no. Like, they think, no, she's trying to play maybe, or maybe she can explain the reason and I will show her that I'm better or something like this. Like, they are very, very insisting.
You are missing out. They don't want you to miss out, Anna. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what, you're right. It was a hadith. I misremember this, that said, they're so white that you can see their bone.
It's, yeah.
I just wanted to. Yeah, but I will show you guys that hadith once we are.
By the way, regarding.
I don't know this person. We just. Wait, hold on. We got a super chat. I don't know who this person is. But we just got a super chat from them, 6 shekels. So they follow me. I just like this show.
It sounds like the Mossad to me. Look at this. What is this?
Look at. Okay. All right. Let's continue. Thank you for the super.
I also want to mention her clothing isn't Islamic, but I think that even if she wears like full on burqa, it won't help because she's white and she converted to Islam. Like, it's enough to get you a bunch of attention from Muslim men, especially yeah. Muslim men. Like, Muslim women are usually not as horny.
Oh no, don't say that. You have no idea. What are you talking about? That is not true.
Well, they don't send me DMs that much.
Okay. All right, let's continue.
In my opinion, I'm not an object to be desired. I am not some sort of trophy to be won and to flaunt around. Like, the amount of DMs that I have gotten, desperate DMs, please respond, please respond, please respond, I'm looking for a revert wife. Not just from these village boys, from high profile people in the country that I live in also. And I don't know that what they think will happen, that I will see this message and that I don't even want to go into that. It's just so disgusting in my opinion. And it has left me feeling objectified, violated, like I'm some sort of object.
I mean, why are the Quran literally compares you to an object? The Quran compares you. If you're upset about these Muslim men messaging you, how are you not upset with the language of the Quran? Maybe I should prepare that as well. You know, maybe I should like, women are like fields, the verse.
I will bring I'm gonna blow them.
Imagine if she was worth yes. a full man, how many DMs she would get.
Yeah. Wait, what? Say that again.
If she was worth a man and not half a man, maybe she would get even more.
No, I mean, imagine if she met Muhammad. Muhammad, like, he will come and take you by force. I mean, I don't understand. Like, just look at the story.
He's the 6 trillionth wife, right?
Okay, wait. Actually, I have to show it. Like, she's like, hold on, let me show you this. She's like, I've been objectified. Like, well, lady, let me show you the language of the Quran. How about that? Like, oh, I feel so objectified. Your wives are like farmland for you. Like, you know, you can't get more objectified than the language of the Quran.
I think there's something about plowing it, right? Or am I mistaken? Plowing the field?
No, no. Hold on, let me actually get a better translation.
This is saying you.
It's the Quran. It's the Quran. But let me just get Let me get a better translation. Oh, it is Abdul. I'm already on Abdul Halim. I prefer Abdul Halim. Let me see Sahih International as well. Right. So your wives are a place of cultivation. Your wives are your fields. So go into your fields. Whichever way you like him. So this verse is about butt sex, if you don't No, no, what? It's not about that.
So yeah, I didn't,
this no, I didn't catch that. This verse is about having sex from to with your wife from behind, not necessarily butt sex, but from behind. Some people say it's about butt sex, but some people are saying like it's about sex from the front and behind. So the question was like, can we have sex with our wives from behind? And this verse came down in the Quran and was like, yeah, they're like your fields. Do you could enter your field? Like when you have a field, you could go into your field from whatever direction you want. So you could enter your wives from whatever direction you want. I'm not joking. This is actually what this verse is about.
I guess when it happened, did it happen when Muhammad had an idea to have sex with a woman from behind? Did it happen just before that or something like that?
No, it was about people asking, like, wait, can we do that?
It's also Surah, is it Al-Baqarah?
Baqarah, yes. It's not Baqarah. It is Baqarah. You're right. This is, why is this? Hold on. Yes, Baqarah. Yeah, this is wrong. It's two. It's Baqarah. This is wrong. Don't pay attention to this.
It's right in the beginning of the Quran. It's the second surah.
You know
that. Well, technically, it's not in the beginning because the order. Yeah, go on, Suri.
No, I mean, for Anna. She actually knows the order of the surahs.
I mean,
yeah, but it's the order in which the book was. It's not in the order of the revelation, so it's not at the. Yeah, but again. Yeah.
But a lot of these converts, they like read just Al-Baqarah, and even some Muslims said to me, like, if you want to know everything you need to know about Islam, just read Al-Baqarah. Like, this is the most.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's so long; it probably covers everything behind this. We got another super chat from Animation. Thank you so much. Saying hello, Armin. Love from India. Well, thank you, guys. Again, these super chats are the reasons why we are able to continue doing this work, because as you saw, we got completely demonetized. So thank you guys for all this. And then we got another one from Uzi. $10 from Uzi, saying if she doesn't want attention, she should be wearing a hijab. Yes! Oh, that is on point. You know what? If I was a Muslim, why did I even think of this? I would be like, well, lady, this is why we have the hijab. This is why you see what happens when you don't wear the hijab. Wow. Fantastic point, Yuzi. That's fantastic. Good job. Well, in fact, this confirms Islam. This confirms, I know what you're going to say, Anna, but let me make this point before you destroy it. This confirms how Islamic Sharia and all the rulings and all the recommendation. This is why you have them. This is what happens when you don't follow Islam completely. Go ahead, Anna.
I think that even if she wears burqa, okay, and you just see her blue eyes, it's already enough to get Muslim men.
I know.
Yeah, that's why you have burqas with the net, that you don't see the eyes also.
No, but Islamically, you can show your face.
There are burqas that don't show the eyes. You have a black net over the eyes also. They thought about everything. If you have a blue eyes, you can't tempt the men.
In the Persian show with Armin, okay, we saw a religious woman, an Iranian religious woman, talking about the wrists of a woman that it is arousing.
I think that's why we demonetized, because you showed your wrist right there.
Yes, this is too sexual, and I put it down. Put it down. This is why we never get monetized. We got another super chat from Aiden. Thank you so much, Aiden. Saying she says not just village boys, high profile people in the country I live in. So are these high profile Muslims in Ireland sexually harassing convert women online? I would like those people named. Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know what she doesn't describe what she means by harassment anyway. So I don't know what they're doing. But again, thank you so much for the 10 euro super chat. Again, I think now we're at the point with these super chats. Now we don't have to worry about monetization. So thank you, guys. Thank you. So let's continue with this video.
And I know that I should be able to separate between Islam and the people, you know, between the perfect religion and imperfect people. But...
No, but the thing is that I'm showing you Islam itself. You're like, these people are objectifying me. Yeah, it's true. Muslims and Islam are two different things. But I'm showing you that Muslims are actually better than Islam. So you're like, oh, these Muslims are bad, but Islam is good. I show you Islam. Islam is worse. Muslims are better.
As time is going on, it's becoming more and more warped in my head. And it's just basically revealed to me that I cannot continue to create content in this community. I don't want to be part of it. I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to.
Actually, this is good because you're sinning. Look how amazing Allah is. You're making sinful videos. You're showing your face. This is all you're doing is haram. Everything you're doing is haram. You're showing your hair. You're showing your face. You're putting yourself out there for our poor Muslim brothers to see. In fact, whose fault is it that these people are being perverted? Is it their fault or is it your fault? It's your fault. You are the, what do you think? This is men's nature. When they see this, when they see your bare head, when they see, look at the shoulders, look at the neck and everything. What do you think men are supposed to do? Okay, they see this and they can't control themselves. And now God sent these Muslims your way to harass you. So you now stop making content like this and stop making these people, you know, feel, you know, sinning. You are responsible not just for your own sin, but all the disgusting thoughts that these Muslim boys are having. You are not, that is on you as well. You're sinning twice. And now because you're not making content anymore, now they're not sinning and you're not sinning. Is God not merciful? Yeah, go on.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Also, yeah. Maybe these boys, they have the best thoughts. Like they want to make a Muslim household and they just welcome you to marry them. It's a very, very nice thought. They want to introduce you to Islam. So you would have a Muslim family in somewhere in Pakistan. Yes.
I mean, if I said that I can see her breathing and that's wrong, you would say that's crazy, right? She must breathe. That's part of her nature, right? It's the same.
Right. Yes, exactly. Men see her and they get turned on. That's part of the nature of men. So that's why you need to cover up. That's why you shouldn't, as a Muslim woman, you shouldn't be making videos like this. Just you need to be in the kitchen cooking and cleaning and taking care of children. In fact, those men are going to save you. Those men who are approaching you, if you become their wives, they will take you from this life of sin, showing your face and talking and turning people on. They will make you a proper housewife where you're focusing on taking care of the household and children instead of putting YouTube videos out there.
That's why the urgency in them. They're stressed.
Yes, exactly.
That even if she wears like a chador or a burqa, people are still going to write her perverted messages.
I know you said that, but the point is that they need to just get her off YouTube and just put her in the kitchen or somewhere, right? That's the point. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Anyway, let's continue.
Walk down the street and feel scared that some random creepy man is going to recognize me, feel scared for my safety. And I know you could say maybe this is dramatic, but until you have been in my position or similar, then I don't think you should really judge. It's just reached a point where I'm so disgusted. And you know, the other day I had a conversation with one of these convert Instagram pages run by a Muslim brother, and it was funny the timing of it actually, because it was the day that I had actually deleted TikTok, and I was just even debating whether to have Instagram. I just felt like, how can I protect myself? You know, like I turned off the replying to my story option, I turned off my message requests on TikTok. I don't know how else to protect myself from this violation. It's so disgusting. But anyway, I was speaking to this brother, and alhamdulillah, I'm grateful for the timing of it because it did bring me some comfort in that moment. It did.
Oh, do you want to explain this, Anna? Did she mention a mihram? What is a mihram, Anna?
Mihram is like the person who is like a father or a brother who is close to you by blood ties, or your husband also, and guardian. He's like your protector. you should walk with yeah. with him if you go outside, and like you are his property, kind of. He's your protector.
I think in Muslim countries it's actually legal, right? It's like it's written somewhere in the document. Yeah, I think
it's technically. Technically, it's your brother as well, you know, it's your
male guardian.
No, not necessarily. It's anybody that you could look at without a hijab, technically.
Yeah, no, I think there is an official male guardian that you need to state in some documents in some Muslim countries.
You know, which is weird because mahram means not like something that is not allowed. But a mahram is somebody who you're allowed to be with and talk to and look at without a hijab. So do you know why they're called mahram, which means that they're haram? Why is it called? Why are they haram? So given that the mahram...
You can't have sexual intercourse with them?
Yes, because you can't have sex with them. So the reason why your father... So see, Islam is such a beautiful... religion. It calls your father a mahram because you can't fuck your father. Such beautiful religion.
Beautiful.
So
Armin.
So every time you refer to your father, you have to, it's being reminded like, oh, my mahram. So if you know what that word means, every time you refer to your father, it's reminding you like, be careful, you can't fuck him.
How do you call your father? That's how we call our fathers, right?
Yes, like the pride, dear person in my life that I cannot fuck. That's basically what you're telling your father. Wait, Zayd is saying what? Zayd saying it's worth mentioning that Islamically, a woman is never considered a complete adult, and she needs a male guardian, even if it was a woman's son. Yes, exactly. So if you, for example, don't have a husband, if as a woman. You need a guardian. You need somebody that you ask permission of. Like if a man wants to come and ask for the marriage, you have to come and ask that man. So if you don't have a father, then your son is the person you come to. Like you, even if it's... So for example, let's say I want to marry like Anna, right? And Anna doesn't have a father. And I look, okay, well, who are the male... who is the male in her family? And I'm like, oh, look. Anna has a son. So I don't go to Anna herself. I will go to Anna's son. I'm like, hey, can I have this woman, please? Can I buy this woman off of your hands?
Okay, there's a great comment by Tsuro, Sanchuroshu. He said that maybe that's why people, they say daddy during sex. Maybe there's something like about that.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't because you can't have sex. Okay, no.
Yeah, daddy.
Yes.
So I wanted to say something very, very important.
Go on.
I forgot what I wanted to say. Sorry.
You should this is why I have a notepad next to me. Okay.
So I have a notepad, but I didn't write it. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. Let's just move
on. I know what I wanted to say. Okay, so
okay,
like she talked about this person online who comforted her, another Muslim brother, and you know it sounds kind of like this Muslim brother is also wanting to marry her because usually when men write you in order to comfort you. It's because of this reason. Like even when secular men do this, it's because of this.
Right. Jean is asking in the live chat, is Roy... Jean is asking in the live chat, is Roy also from Israel? And yes. And he himself answered, by the way. I just saw that. Yes. Again, this is an Israeli takeover. This is occupation of Atheist Republic.
It's not occupation.
Yeah, we're like
it's our land. It's our channel. It's not occupation.
Yeah, we're 66% today.
God,
Zionists
God,
and Israelis.
God gave us this channel.
Israelis.
Yeah, God gave us this channel. You can be here. You can be here, but it's.
We should watch this video.
But anyway, I was speaking to this brother, and Alhamdulillah, I'm grateful for the timing of it because it did bring me some comfort in that moment. It did remind me that there are some good Muslims out there who are not just trying to get in my pants, basically.
Oh, yeah. Like Hannah said, he probably is trying to get in your pants.
To not... Yeah, I'm sorry to speak about it so vulgarly, but this is how I feel. I feel disgusting. I feel like I'm a sexual object, that I'm not a human.
You are, Islamically, you are.
Not anymore.
And you're wearing pants. And, if you aren't wearing pants, yeah, you should wear something like a bag. That would be better.
Yes, exactly.
I feel like I'm...
Oh, wait, we got a super chat from Truel saying, Quran 3... chapter 3, verses 106 to 107 says, faces of those in Allah, faces of those in Allah's mercy turn white on the day of judgment, and disbelievers' faces turn black. Oh, yes, relevant to the obsession. Oh, really? Let me actually bring up that Quranic verse. Quran.
Yeah, I remember 3. There was something about black and negative in Islam.
Yeah. 106, 107. So yeah, I'm collecting these so we could show at the end of the stream how all of the things that she's complaining about Muslim men is actually worse when it comes to Islam itself. By the way, thank you so much for the super chat, guys. I appreciate that. Let's continue.
A sexual object, that I'm not a human anymore. And anyway, the point is that I was speaking to him and he was also relaying back stories to me and validating my feelings, because he was saying that he's constantly speaking to sisters who feel this way. He even mentioned a particular story about a 17-year-old girl from Michigan who was convinced to send money online to this random man who basically stole money from her. So not even just her physical safety, not even just feeling objectified and violated online, she was also scammed out of money, which is just so disgusting. And I want to believe that this is not the Muslim community. This is a very small minority.
No. I thought she was going to say beautiful.
No, it is, unfortunately. Again, guys, I don't want to generalize. This is not all Muslims, obviously, but it is a huge part. It is a huge part. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, go on.
I was going to say to say maybe, look, if they have 2 billion Muslims, even the fraction would be a lot, right? You can remember that.
Yes. Oh, wait, actually, let me show you what Troel just sent us. This is, I don't know, this website is broken. It says, it just says Alam run all the time here, but this is chapter 3, verse 106, saying, one day some faces will turn white and some faces will turn black. As those whose faces turn black, to them it will be said, did you disbelieve, reject faith after your belief? Then taste the punishment for what you used to reject. Yeah, but as for those whose faces turn white, they will be within the mercy of Allah. They will abide therein eternally. Again, guys, this is the Quran. Okay, so white face good, black face bad, apparently, according to the Quran itself. Again, I'm not making this up, this is the Quran, but go ahead.
Like, I think it's because like in another chapter of the Quran, in Surah An-Nur, the God is said that he's like a very, very bright light, and this brightness is like everywhere, and so being brightness in general is a good thing, and darkness is a bad thing.
Yeah, black is bad, white is good. And yeah, somebody's saying, well, that seems metaphorical. Yeah, but the fact, even if it is, I don't know if it's metaphorical. A lot of people take the Quran is supposed to be taken very literally. But if you want to go the metaphorical route, even metaphorically, the fact that you're saying white face good, black face bad, that is kind of disgusting.
In a perfect book, you should know better.
Yes, exactly. And also, here's a hadith. And again, this is Sahih Bukhari, so it doesn't really get any more authentic Islamically than this. And this one says, the Prophet Muhammad, according to this hadith, is saying, the first batch of people who will enter paradise will be glittering like the full moon, and the batch next to them will be glittering like the most brilliant star in the sky. Their hearts will be as if the heart of a single man for they will have neither enmity nor jealousy amongst themselves. Everyone will have two wives from the Huris. So these are the angels that are sex slaves, basically, from the Huris, who will be so beautiful, pure, and transparent that the marrow of their bones of their legs will be seen through the bones and the flesh.
Amazing.
That's so sexy. So sexy.
The Shu'ele, that's how transitory, right?
I don't know.
Someone wrote here in the live chat, I imagine Anna showing up for this video in full black burqa. I'm actually very attractive in a hijab, so maybe we can show that. Yeah,
guys, who here gets turned on by seeing women's bones, like their actual bones? Who gets turned on by that? Because apparently,
who doesn't? This is Islamic sense. What is this? Who doesn't?
Armin, you just don't understand the Muslim mind that after bones, the next sexiest thing is the wrist. Right.
Yes. Stop. Put that down. Put that down, Anna. God damn it! This is a family friendly show. Okay.
Yeah, I'm married, Anna.
Susanna is here saying, "My word, we are slowly being taken over by Israelis." I mean, Susanna, what did you expect? This is what Israelis do. This is what they do. This is their nature.
The Israeli occupation. Right. This channel, like, it started with the zero Israelis, then I came and it became 50%. Now it's 66 with Roy, 66.6.
Right, right, right. Soon, Anna and Roy are going to convince me that this is not apartheid because they're giving me the same rights as them. So that's what they're gonna say. Yeah, you're
like why do you think Armin is in the lowest part of the screen?
Yeah. It's going to be the right to stream for all Israelis, all Jews can stream here.
Just don't build a wall up here. You're gonna build a wall right here between them and me.
Are you writing this down? Write this down.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the city.
But I just don't understand it. In my opinion, no man should ever feel like they have the right to direct message. To go back and like a girl's old picture. This video has turned into a little bit of a rant. I didn't really want that, but at this,
like you say, no man has the right to go DM you and like your old pictures. Why? Bring me the hadith and the Quranic teachings that tells you you can't do that. I don't understand where you're getting this from.
Well, I think that Instagram and other social networks didn't exist in the time of Muhammad, so probably he didn't. Yeah. Say anything about Instagram.
Right. Oh, we got a super chat. First time I think we got a super chat from this is the H. I just looked up HUF is Hungarian Forint. Well, thank you so much for that. We've never gotten anything from Hungary. Is this the first time? Amazing, huh?
Is this a lot? It's 2,000, maybe. How much is this?
Yeah, we're rich, guys. We could go retire now. We got 2,000 of that. So thank you. So saying, what is it for a woman in Muslim paradise? Oh, what is there? What is it for a Muslim? So what do women get in paradise? I kind of understand what it. Yes, actually, I will answer. Yeah, that, exactly. You know your stuff. I kind of understand what it is for the men, but women. Sorry for the overly inflated currency. Oh no, that's fine. Hey, I'm Iranian Canadian, so as an Iranian, I completely if this was Iranian rial, the zeros would take all over the page. But what is it? Yeah, so the answer is in the Quran, there a lot of people suggest that the ghulams mentioned in the Quran, which were young boys, angel boys with eyes like pearls, the Quran mentions. A lot of people think that that is for the woman, but no, that's not for the woman. That's for gay men. Because Islamically, if you have interest in young boys as a man, it's a sin to have sex with them in this world, But in the next world, God will cover you. Like, God, gay sex is allowed in heaven. So those young angel boys with beautiful eyes like pearls are not for women. They are also for men. So what do women get? They get their husbands. Yeah, so the men, even they get their sex, wives.
What? Even without sex, why would they want boys? Well, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. So, yeah, that's what they get. They get their husbands. And nothing but their husbands. And here's what a lot of people have asked Islamically. Like, okay, I'm supposed to, when I die in heaven, I go to my husband. And my husband is enjoying all these other angels, both boy and girl. And I don't know why would my husband spend time with me when he has all these virgin angels. But the question a lot of people ask, and I haven't seen a good answer to, is what if a woman marries and then gets divorced and then get married again? And now she has two husbands. So when she dies and goes to, and let's say all of these three people go to heaven, then who does she go to in heaven? So that's a question a lot of people ask and they haven't a good answer to.
Armin, right. I just think that Islam doesn't tell us who is the husband, because it's so hard to get to paradise, and especially for women.
Yes.
That, like, having a woman already entering paradise is like, it's so rare that.
Yes. Actually, if I could find that hadith that says Muhammad saying that most of the occupants of hell are women. Yeah. So if I could find that, that's a good point, Anna. But I will, I don't know if I can find that, but yeah,
they get to watch their husband getting the time of his life, right? When I'm watching my son play, I'm getting thrilled, right? I'm elated,
right?
So maybe that's what they, for eternity, that's they get to watch.
Yes, that's enough. You should be, don't you love your husband? Don't you want to see him being sucked off by 72 virgins? You know, that should be a reward for you, yes, exactly. And Michonne is saying,
transparent flesh, you can see their the marrow.
You can see their husband through them.
Sexy. Oh my god, stop talking, guys. That's turning me on. And Michonne is saying, with Muslims being targeted all over the world, sometimes people refrain from criticizing the religion, as we have Muslim friends who feel bad. Yeah, well, what we do is that what I try to do is that if I know somebody doesn't like to hear what I'm saying, I don't force them to hear. So this is why I like going live streaming on YouTube, is that whoever is listening to what we're saying has chosen to click on our videos and listen to what we're saying. Yeah. So if somebody doesn't like our content, they don't have to watch it. And again, thank you for the super chat. But let's finish this video. We're almost hitting the 1 hour mark.
Same time. I'm so angry and I feel so uncomfortable that I just don't know how else to share this. It's just, this is how I feel. It's not only direct messaging, it's like on my Instagram, for example. I never thought about it that much, but obviously I have pictures up there from before I was Muslim, and nothing was very sexual, but at the same time I have pictures that are not so modest. Some of these brothers will go back and only like those pictures and bombard my Instagram stories liking all of them.
Of course,
this is your fault. You should have removed them. You're a Muslim lady. Why do you have those up? Why do you have your, why are you making our poor brothers sin like this? Why are you tempting them? Why are you blaming them? This is all on you, lady. Islamically, you're to be blamed. You should have removed them.
Clean your house when the first, right?
Yeah, exactly. Good job. Yeah.
Respond feature was still active for me, responding to all my stories, like harassment. And
you're harassing them. Again, you understand, when you have all this sexual material out there and you don't understand that men have no choice but to respond, like men, this is the men's nature. When they see this, they feel these things. You are harassing. Why don't you see the other way? Okay, they're harassing you, fine. But do you see that you're also harassing them with all this sexual imagery out there? This is why God gives you the hijab. Okay, it is a man's right not to always be tempted sexually everywhere it goes and sees these things. This is why it's your duty and your responsibility to cover up. Go on.
But Armin, the Quran also says to men to lower their gaze. And I understand that it's supposed to say like you shouldn't seek the watching women in such places.
True,
so if you are a really religious man, you Muslim man, you shouldn't even be on Instagram because you know that you are going to see women who are dressed inappropriately.
But it goes both ways, Anna. Like, yes, men should lower their gaze, but women should also make it easy on men. Okay, you can't just expect one half of the population to do their job when the other one is not doing its responsibility. They should be covering up.
It makes easier for men not to get aroused when you put on the burqa. Like, I look better in burqa.
that's what you think, okay? Allah knows best. Allahu Alam. Allah. All right, let's continue.
Beautiful.
Yes.
It's just so disgusting, and I want to believe that this is not the community, but I just don't know what to do about it other than remove myself from the situation entirely. So yeah, this is the conclusion that I've come to. I also had issues with it because of the criticism aspect. It's like, literally, I feel like if they're not criticizing me, they're being creepy.
Oh, you gave them a hint. If you want to get in her DMs, criticize her. Go ahead, Anna.
Why? Well, like if they are not
quickly
saying,
though, because we're like 4 minutes. Yeah, go.
If they are not saying marry me, they will say, why are you not wearing the hijab? Why your shoulder is visible? You are not dressed correctly. You are not practicing correctly. So this is the other side. Yes. Like the first like five days or so are pure heaven. You are going to get a lot of positive feedback, but then they expect you to start doing things Islamically, correct?
She's ungrateful, right. That's it. She's ungrateful woman.
She's ungrateful, yeah. They're doing Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar. They're doing their job properly. They're Islamically, it's your duty to tell people what they're doing wrong. We got a super chat from Anish Joshi. Thank you so much for the super chat, saying alternate title, Book of a Frat Boy on a Power Trip. Is that a title for the Quran? Okay. Yeah. All right, let's continue. Guys, thank you again. I want to thank everybody for the super chats, for helping us not worry about our demonetization. Guys, if you're not doing super chats, you could just like the stream as well. Just like the stream. That also helps a lot. And also, after the stream is over, make sure you leave a comment under the video. Those help as well. Anyways, let's finish this. We have...
I feel like if I continue to make content as a revert, it also is putting me in this box where I can only make that type of content. And it also opens me up to just this endless wave of criticism. And I just don't think I want...
You should be thankful for that. They're doing Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar. They're telling... It is a Quranic duty for them to tell you what you're doing wrong. It's been mandated in the Quran itself. This is not even just a hadith, this is the Quran.
That for myself, honestly,
being like, a Muslim puts her in a box.
Yes, like, oh, I'm being put in a box. Yeah, lady, you decided exactly, that's the limitations. This is Islamic limitations. You are supposed to be put in a box. Islam means to submit. What do you think to submit means? It means limitations.
Like, regardless of my religion, there is more to me than just that. And I don't want to feel like I'm trapped and boxed in and like I can only...
Then leave Islam. I don't want to feel like I'm trapped. You submitted to Islam. How are you not trapped? Go on.
Like in Islam, there is a lot of importance given to the rituals. Like you have to pray, you have to behave in a certain way, you have to wear modest clothing. And this is a major part of Islam. Like, if you want to just believe in God and don't do anything, then don't be a Muslim. Just believe in God.
Yeah, and Zayd is saying this woman wants to be Muslim without dealing with Islam. That's a good summary.
Yeah, that I'm only worthy when I wear hijab. Like, I'm this sort of slave to whatever these random men online think of me.
Oh my God, lady, Islam teaches you that you're supposed to be a slave, not a slave of these men, but the slave of Allah. It literally tells you that you're supposed to be a slave of Allah. Oh, I mean, maybe we should introduce her to Islam. I don't understand what she thinks Islam is.
I mean, literally, the hijab is not making you more worthy. The hijab is there to protect you as a property of some else's of another man. You are the property of another man, and he puts a hijab on you to protect you from other men who are watching and getting corny by your beautiful face and body.
Right. I found someone in the comments quoted, I think it's from a hadith. It said, where is this? I just missed it. I was shown hell. I think Muhammad said it. I was shown hell. I saw that most of it inhabitants were ungrateful women.
Yes. And guys, by the way, I'm not exaggerating. It's not a metaphor. Islam literally teaches you that you're supposed to be a slave of Allah. So stop complaining about being a slave. Guys, we need to finish this. So less commentary.
And okay, a lot of content creators are really good at ignoring this. I don't feel like I'm in a position where I could ignore it. And if you're triggered by this video, chances are I'm talking about you. So, yeah. How do I end this video? I don't know.
Revert back.
I hope that this has given you something to reflect on if you've made it this far.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope that in the future, if this has any good, if there's any positive to come from this video, I hope that it'll encourage men to reflect on their actions. Do better. Lower your gaze. Stop the criticism. Stop seeing women as an...
How dare you? Do better. Lower your gaze. She says that as she herself is not doing her part, putting the hijab. And she says, stop the criticism. Lady, read your Quran. They're supposed to do nahy az munkar. They're supposed to criticize
object.
You.
Stop
How can
wanting
you lower
to
your
only
gaze
be...
when you're looking at the phone like this? You don't have any lower, right? She got them cornered.
Yeah, when you like, show up on my feed, how am I supposed to lower my gaze? That's a good point, right? Let's get going, Anna.
From what I remember, literally, the verse about hijab and the verse about men lowering their gaze is like one after another. So you can't tell men lower their gaze without you doing exactly what is written in the same surah just beforehand.
Exactly, that's a good point. Oh, we got another super chat from Anish saying, I'm curious, when these people who didn't do their research beforehand eventually leave, do they face harassment and targeting? Does anyone know? Yes, Anish, they do. Say a lot. Much more, actually, because now they're murtad. Because you're not supposed to leave Islam. Hold on, let me finish this video before we talk, because it's only a few seconds left. Let me just finish it and then we'll...
Revert. Stop objectifying reverts. We're not your sexual object to be flaunted about, to be won. We're human beings, the same as anyone else. Please respect reverts. Thank you.
You're a woman, you're a field, so they're in. Go on, Anna.
Like she said before that she feels only that she's worthy while she wears the hijab. Well, you know, I don't feel differently no matter what I wear. Like, I feel I have the same worth no matter what I wear. Do you know why? Because I'm an atheist. Like, if you want to feel worthy all the time, maybe
you
Islam
worth
is not
nothing
the best way.
No matter what you're wearing, because you're an atheist.
Yes, actually.
I
Roy is making a good point. Okay, you could be worth half a Muslim man as a Muslim woman. As an atheist woman, you're worth nothing.
No, you're worth the same as a man, as an atheist, and then like as a man.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, no, you're worth a little bit more because an atheist man is supposed to be killed. An atheist woman is supposed to be taken over as a sex slave. Yeah, so you're worth, as an atheist, you're worth a little bit more.
A little bit more.
A little bit more, yes. By the way, YouTube, we are making fun of these ideas. Please do not strike us out. We don't endorse this.
I'm serious.
Have mercy upon us. Yeah, we're making fun of these ideas. Anyways, guys, you saw that we said a lot of problematic words. We said sex a lot. We said the R word, unfortunately, a couple of times. And in a way, we, from the Islamic objective, we dehumanize women. So none of these, with the algorithm of YouTube, none of these are good and makes YouTube not recommend this video to a lot of people. But I think what we said here is important. I think it was very educational. In a funny way, a lot of people watching our shows learn about Islam. And maybe we could save people from converting to Islam, like this woman, by doing these more of these shows. So if you think there's any value in that, please like the stream, and that will make YouTube, when you like the stream, YouTube will say recommend it to more people. So just by you liking it, more people will end up watching the show. So you can have that effect. So do
right
it.
Right now.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, subscribe.
And also...
Suzanne,
let us tell. Yeah. And also, guys, let us know in the comment. Tell Roy that he did a good job, and you want him back so that he feels good about. So, like, you want him to.
Inshallah, say
if you approve of this Israeli takeover of the Atheist Republic channel. Let us know in the comment. All right, guys. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.